So, hey, I got a question for you. Is there even a podcast in Hall of Fame? Well, if there is, these boys still got a long way to go. Here come Colin Burton and Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Indeed, it is we. I am Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, via the magics of the Skype, is Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. And we are right in the thick of Rocktober. And we're not just saying that because we're going to play some mandatory Metallica, but the Colorado... What the hell just happened?
Technical.
Hey, that's cool, huh?
It's got a nice beat.
Yeah. The computer that I use to run the music and sound, etc., has apparently gone the way of the dinosaur and has died a slow, horrible death. In fact, it's finished dying its death right in front of us, as evidenced by the that it just emitted. But so let's hope that I can recover all of that. The Colorado Rockies, they have achieved the improbable, what some people thought was impossible, and that was they have made the World Series. I mean, it was a chore just to get to the playoffs for them. They had to complete, I think, a record winning streak. It was they won 17 of their last 18 games just to get to a one-game playoff with the San Diego Padres to see who became the wild card. They then swept their first series as the wild card because they did win that play-in game, of course. Then they went and they swept the best-of-five series, three straight, against the Philadelphia Phillies. And just yesterday, now it'll be 2 days ago by the time this posts, but just yesterday the Colorado Rockies completed a four-game sweep of the best-of-seven series for the NL Championship against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I know you're not a huge baseball fan, Colin, but this you have to be at least a little excited about this, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm full of excitement.
You're just not that into it, are you?
No, I'd be more excited if it was the Broncos or the Avalanche. Yeah, I don't really follow baseball.
Well, but we went to as a group, the people we work with, we all went to a Rockies game, and it turned out to be...
We did. It turned out to be
an
hot.
Important Rockies game. Yeah, well, yeah, it did turn out to be hot, but you didn't enjoy yourself at all?
A little. It was hot.
So you're not caught up in the excitement that is Rocktober. Is that what you're telling me?
Apparently that's what I'm telling you. Are you disappointed? I bet you are.
Well,
are you
I'd
surprised?
Say... I'd say no. See, I am disappointed, but at the same time, you're right. I should not be surprised because this is just not something. I mean, you're not the sports guy, are you?
I am not.
And why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you're a relatively big fella. You could have played ball, and yet you didn't.
No, I couldn't because, you see, I wasn't always this big. I was actually a lot smaller when I was younger.
Well, I mean, I know people that are significantly smaller, and they excelled at sports.
Good for them. Give them a
good for them. Good for them, indeed. But you're just not. I mean, and this is the most exciting time. This is the big show, man. This is the Colorado Rockies, the expansion franchise from 1993. This is the big time. They're going to the World Series against either the Boston Red Sox or the Cleveland Indians. That has yet to be determined.
Right.
And yet, just holds nothing, no interest for you at all, does it?
No. No. I'm sorry. No.
Oh.
I mean, I hope we win. I do hope for state pride reasons we win. I want us to
win. Well, no, but... you've just lost your right to utilize that term we when talking about the Colorado Rockies.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
As a Coloradan, I want them to win.
Good for you. Well, yeah, okay. I'm grasping at straws here, but that's something right there.
Yeah.
But at least you're aware of it.
Yes.
Not that it hasn't been probably beaten about your head and shoulders for the last couple of weeks.
Why is that then?
Well, I know my sister's probably pretty excited.
Yeah, she is. She is. Yeah. She's very excited.
Yeah. She was raised right.
Yeah.
She's got an interest in sports.
But you got to remember, I come from a broken home.
So. Oh, and so you can't like sports?
No. I used to be beat with a baseball bat, and it's left some mental scars.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what other things can you, what other avenues of your areas of your life can you utilize that I come from a broken home excuse? When can you play the I come from a broken home card?
Anytime I really want, but I don't play it that often. I don't have to.
Why not?
Because I'm not usually bugged as much as you're bugging me right now.
Oh, so this was like a last ditch, I'm going to try to turn this around, make you feel bad type of thing.
Yeah, see, I just thought of it. I mean, I was too busy raising my sister alone when I was 13 to get interested in sports.
Walking 12 miles uphill both ways to go to work to earn enough money so the family could eat. Not me, but just the rest of the family.
Right,
maybe keep that light bill on.
I was out picking up cans to earn an allowance. So yeah.
Well, but that was by choice. You were taking a stand, if I remember right.
Damn. You had much.
Well, you told the story.
I know. I was just hoping you forgot.
No, I try not to forget that sort of thing.
Well, anyway.
I mean, unlike you, I am a regular listener. I mean, I do at least have to re-listen to this as I edit it down. So
right.
It's not like you. It's not like once you've said it, it's, you know, out to pasture. I have to listen to this crap over and over and over.
I vaguely remembered mentioning that before, but I figured enough time has passed. Maybe I can get away with it.
No. Well, it was good. It was. Let me put it this way. It was a valiant effort, but yet fail. Fail.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So the magics of the Skype, not so magical tonight. You sound as if you're talking to me inside of a gunny sack.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Maybe stuff was messed with on the little light flickery thingy here that you left over here.
That would be a compressor.
Yeah, that.
There's also an audio enhancer.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
Maybe. Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Could be.
The mic is plugged in, I think.
Well, if not, I wouldn't be able to hear you.
Oh, I mean, fully plugged in tight, you know.
I would imagine. Otherwise, we'd be hearing you. That would be kind of like how you sound. Kind of like what the computer did earlier.
Ah.
We'd be getting that from you. But you're coming through loud and muffled. So I don't know. Perhaps the interweb has its fair share of traffic tonight, and that's what's holding things up.
It may be. Actually, I just also downloaded a Skype update, and for a small file, it took a long time. So I bet that's it. I bet my connection's crap tonight.
Yeah, well, it could be. I mean, it happens sometimes. And I did not. Usually when I do these little recording sessions, I plug directly into my router, and I'm utilizing the wireless. So who knows? It could be my fault, too.
It could be.
Yes, I'll share equal blame.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Rockies. And since you have no interest, I guess I could either prattle on about that by myself, or we could find something that is of interest to you.
Oh, you can go ahead and prattle.
Okay, so earlier today I was watching a show, and what kills me, it really burns me, chaps my ass, as the kids would say. The major sports media is primarily on the East Coast. Now there's some on the West Coast, but it's on the coasts, and to them, this part of the country where we are, Colorado, is flyover country. It doesn't matter, and it really, really pisses them off, and they can't hide their displeasure when they have to come out here and cover a game, and it really pisses them off now that the Colorado Rockies are in the World Series. In fact, I saw a thing on the television today. It was a discussion, and the guy leading the discussion, driving the bus, as it were, I mean, it could have been that he was just asking absurd questions to elicit response, or it could be that he's a complete effing retard. But the question he asked was, is this our small market teams, they're bad for the MLB because, you know, nobody's going to watch if it's not the Yankees or the Red Sox or even Chicago. Nobody's going to watch. Well, it's bad for for Major League Baseball. They'll as if because the Rockies are in the World Series, they'll immediately fold. That is
stupid.
That is elitist attitude, and it needs to be eradicated. And I'm not talking about just by firing. I mean by firing squad.
Yes, that ought to do it.
Yeah, it chaps my ass. Seriously, every time. That some, you know, because these broadcasters, and I say that making the air quotes, they're just as much fans as the rest of us, except for you. And they've got their favorite teams, and they try so, it's so thinly veiled how they try to be objective, but when it comes right down to it, you know exactly which teams they love and exactly which teams they hate. And what happens is when their favorite team is ousted, they get real bitter and defensive, and they say stupid shit like, you know, case in point, where did these guys come from? Who are they? I'll bet America doesn't even know them. Well, no, just because you haven't been paying attention or you didn't care to find out doesn't mean that America doesn't know them. And it doesn't mean that America isn't going to watch the goddamned World Series because your fucking team isn't in it. Grow the fuck up. Also, recognize the Colorado Rockies. And as my mantra has been for the last 2 weeks, believe! Say it with me, Colin.
Huh?
Say it with me.
Believe
in the Rockies. It could happen. They're there. They've already swept their way in. Now they're just waiting for an opponent.
You know, maybe I would make a good broadcaster since I'm so unbiased.
And so completely unaware of what you'd be covering. So, kids, there's just...
No, I understand baseball. I know the rules of baseball. I just...
Do you?
Yeah, for the most part. Maybe
what's
not.
What's the infield fly rule? Explain that to me.
Okay, I don't know that one, but I get...
Well, okay. That's fundamental.
Is it?
What would cause an automatic ball?
Being hit?
No.
Oh, no, wait, that's an automatic walk, isn't it?
Well, that would be, hit by pitch.
An automatic ball is if the ball hits the dirt, I would imagine, before it crosses the plate.
No.
No?
No.
That's not an automatic ball. That could be a strike, could it?
If the player at the plate was stupid enough to swing at it.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But we're not going to go into what an automatic ball is or what the infield fly rule is because, you know, we don't want to lose listener here. I mean, we've already bored listener here probably enough. Listener, if you're out there, what's your favorite team? I'm sorry, the Atlanta Braves are out.
Yeah, I'm sure you're whom, sorry.
Or whatever Pennsylvania team Kathy might root for, or there's this big fella. I think he's 17 or 18 years old, and he goes by the name of Chief. He's one of my 54 MySpace friends. I think I told you about him, Colin. Shout out to Chief. Where are we at, boys? That's his quote on MySpace. He's a fan of our podcast. He's also a listener.
Oh, okay.
So well, like,
I don't really know what to say. I mean,
what
I think
the hell?
I think you threw me when you said fan of our podcast. That's so weird.
I know it's kind of an oxymoron, right?
Don't really hear it very often.
There is JG, and he knows whom we're talking about now. He's a fan.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So see, Colin, we do have our own very very small stable of fan.
We do. Now, if we could just get them. To buy something from Woot.
We can get them mobilized. We can have a bunch of friend.
Yeah, maybe then I could win one of those things.
That's right. But let's move on, anyway, shall we? Let's talk about something that interests you. Let's narrow down the demographics, so to speak, and talk about something that you're intrigued in. Perhaps the TiVo that you recently purchased.
Ah, yes, the TiVo.
Yeah, TiVo, that's something that the DVR, folks, this is something that I personally have done without and still continue to do without. Colin, however, has stepped into the digital age. And why don't you tell the kids listening about your TiVo experience?
I'm sure they know all about it by now. I think you're the last one to not have TiVo.
You know, you're probably right. TiVo or equivalent. I'm sure I am the only one living in the 18th century.
I actually just had my mom and stepdad and brother over, and we're watching Pushing Daisies, previous
week. Which I missed this week, so I'm going to have you do something about that for me.
Okay. You want me to... I could put it on a DVD and bring it into work tomorrow.
That would be great.
I'll try that.
I would sure appreciate it.
Okay. So, anyway. And now my mom wants a TiVo really, really bad. They're so convenient.
Yeah, that's the thing. You see something like that in action, and you can't help but want your own.
Right. And originally, I was doing all the studying and everything, and I was considering just building one out of an old computer, because we have, an old computer.
And that's what Colin does. He builds robots, zombies, and TiVos.
Yes. I mean, because then I'd have a bigger hard drive and everything. As it is, it's only an 80 gig in the TiVo unit. But
okay. And size matters, kids. Remember that.
But I finally decided just because the only thing with building my own, I didn't see any way to really do automatic scheduling. I'd have to do all the scheduling myself. Whereas with TiVo, you just set up a season pass for a show you want, and it'll grab it every time it's there.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, but go back to that whole building one yourself.
Right.
How would you go about that if you had an old computer that, like the one to my left, didn't suck real bad?
I would recommend that you go to boingboing.net and do a search for DVR or build your own TiVo. So you would... Yeah, do that either boing boing or just do a basic Google search and you'll find out all you want to know about that. It's not terribly hard. You'd need a TV card for your computer. It'd be a little more expensive than just buying a TiVo, basically, but it would be yours. It would be DRM free. You could do what you want with what you download.
And you wouldn't have to pay a subscription.
Right, exactly. But you also don't have the advantages of the TiVo.
Right, for which you pay a subscription.
Right, but again, you know, born free, people like to do what they want. So
I think you are definitely, you know, I'm right. Not as much of a free spirit as you, and I know that sounds extremely funny, and especially to people that know us personally. It is funny how you are so angry at your perception of the lack of the freedoms that you now, you know, have.
Yes, you know what, you know, I'm serious. Being threatened to be sued for downloading a television show that was being broadcast on the public airwaves. It wasn't even a cable TV show. It was just general television. That kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because our taxes pay for that shit.
Had you remembered to just, you know, record it, you could have had it on your own. But no, you went the illegal download route.
That's why I now have TiVo. I don't have to remember. See,
there you go.
I don't want to remember schedules of television shows. That's not something I want to do. So yeah. I was just downloading the shows and then buying them on DVD when they came out. So, yes, it pisses me off that they have the ability to do that.
And, well, you know, there's that whole copyright law that we all have to
They publicly broadcasted it. It's not like these are master tapes that have been stolen from the station and uploaded to the internet. This is stuff that people use, things like TiVo or any other DVRs to save and then distribute.
Yeah.
Of publicly broadcasted television.
Right. But if you were to utilize your TiVo in that manner, they would probably find you eventually.
I'm not using my TiVo in that manner. I don't even have the stuff to convert it. It's all I can do with the TiVo. I mean, it would take a hell of a long time to do it. I can bring it over to my computer, and then use Toast to burn it to a DVD, but then I'd have to re-rip it and change the format, because I don't know of any way to change the TiVo DRM'd into something un-DRM'd.
Okay.
You have to use Toast, so.
Okay.
So basically, no, I'm not going to go to that much effort to upload shows, but my point is people have already uploaded shows, and that's what I was doing, was downloading shows of regular
Colin, for several years, people have murdered each other, too, but you don't find me doing that.
Okay, well, I think you're talking degrees there. This isn't murder. This is time-shifting television to a point where I can watch it and then get rid of it, you see.
Oh, and then get rid of it. I see.
Or not. But what does it matter even if I don't? It's not like I'm holding TV parties and they're losing revenue because I'm watching their show at a time when they didn't specify. That's just ass.
Well, do you have the ability to cut the commercials out? That's what they care about. They care about being able to tell their advertisers this many, X many people saw your advertisement.
Right, and that's also what's tweaking them, is people cut the commercials out of these.
Well, but I mean, we both work in the advertising industry, but how many times have you seen a commercial that you just absolutely hate?
A lot.
Get in the way, man.
That's actually another reason that I really cut down on watching television and listening to the radio. I don't listen to the radio anymore. I cannot stand the number of ads that are in them. It takes you out of the experience of watching the show. That's why I buy shows on DVD to watch them. But basically now with the TiVo, I still skip the commercials. They're going by
quick. Well, of course you do.
But, and I'm allowed
to. Right, but I believe that they can still, you know, tell the advertisers, hey, they're there. And aren't there certain DVRs that won't allow you to skip the commercials?
There might be. There's all I know is the one that I got straight from TiVo is you're allowed to. There was a time where I guess there were second party TiVo type units that worked with the TiVo service that you couldn't skip the commercials, that type of thing. They were cheaper, you know. But and if you're
paying less, so you have to watch the commercials. That's
right. And if
that makes sense.
If you build your own, actually, that used to be, you could mark it so that it wouldn't even record the commercials. That's right. And
yeah,
then they,
but now
they,
it, now they you can't do that, right?
They got pressured to take that out of it. So, but people with your, if you have your own DVR unit that you made out of a computer that's saving as an AVI file or an MPEG-2 or whatever, you can then edit out the commercials seamlessly.
Right, but you'd still have to go to the trouble of doing that.
True, but it's not
which
that
is,
much.
I mean,
not,
it's less,
what,
it's less trouble to just fast forward through the commercials.
I would rather spend 5 to 10 minutes cutting them out so I don't have to watch them than I would watching them. Most of them pissed me off, so, yeah. Hey, how I feel.
Did commercials kill your parents, or what? Why do you hate them so bad?
They broke up my home.
Did they? Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, commercials broke my home.
Okay. Which commercial was it specifically? Was it Alka-Seltzer, or was it American Airlines?
Something in the early 70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was that which? It's United that had that little piano theme going in every commercial.
Yeah, maybe that was it. I don't know. You think I paid attention to commercials when I was a kid? No.
I did.
Then you are who you are, that's for sure.
that's a real ambiguous way to put it. You are who you are.
Yeah, it made you what you are today.
What are you, Popeye all of a sudden? You am what you yam.
Yeah. So, there you go.
So, yeah. So, Halloween is coming up, you know that.
Yes.
You're not a fan of sports, but you got to be a fan of Halloween, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm fond of Halloween.
Which means that we've got... What?
That's that I'm not fond of dressing up, but I'm fond of Halloween.
So how can you be fond of Halloween, but yet be the pooper that gets invited to every party and not want to dress up?
I don't poop.
You're a party pooper if you don't dress up.
I'm not a party pooper.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
What was it that our old friend Nicole used to say? Every party... needs a pooper, that's why they invited you.
Well, there you go, then. I guess I'm fulfilling my duties.
I guess. But, of course, with Halloween impending, that also means that our annual, and we've only done it once, but it's our annual Halloween show or shows are coming up when, of course, we impart ghostly, spooky tales of the beyond, etc., and supernatural.
Right.
Yeah,
they are.
Everybody get excited about that. Get ready to have the hairs on your neck stand on end and feel the goose pimples coursing down your spine when we impart the tales of the spooky on the big podcast here in a week or two.
Indeed.
I know we covered so many ghost stories last year in the two shows that led up to Halloween, but I also know that we did not cover everything, and hopefully from... between then and now, you've actually come up with more than... I mean, don't get me wrong. The story you told last year was good, and it was spooky, but you only had it. That was it. I mean, do you have more ghost stories for this year?
See, that's the thing. I think I'm too much of a skeptic, really, to ever see ghosts.
If you see something you can't explain, then what?
I don't see much I can't explain. I can't really.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Really? Now,
what? Is that a challenge?
Yeah. I've heard rumor, though, that you are currently living in a haunted house.
Yeah. Heather thinks we are, but.
All right. Well, there you go, then. Okay. How do you explain that away?
I guess we'll have to save that for the show, won't we?
I guess we will.
I mean, if I started explaining it away now, then it kind of really...
Right, then of course you would never be able to come back to it. And you're right, I forget.
Not a matter of me coming back to it. It's just a matter of then I would be taking away Heather's stories that she's going to have for the show. So
sure.
So I'm not saying a damn thing. You can't make me.
All right. Well, that's...
okay.
Okay, so speaking of Halloween, you're not dressing up. Have you been invited to any parties?
Yeah, you ought to know that we are.
Yeah, we're invited to at least one party, I know that.
Oh, I see. No, I'm only invited to the one. I'm not as popular as you.
Of course not. Who is, though, right? Who is?
Yeah, I know. You're a celebrity.
The annual October Freak Train, of course, is coming up in a couple of weeks. Are you planning on going up to Denver to participate or at least to watch that Freak Train?
Maybe, but not to participate, but I might come up and watch it. I know you're planning on participating, aren't you? What do you mean, no?
What do you mean, no, what?
You said no.
Well, no, I did, no. I am planning on participating. Yes, I wanted to know why you're not planning on participating.
Because I'm the big wussy, remember? I don't...
Well, you don't have to always live up to that. You could, break out of your shell and do something.
I've got nothing.
Well, you've got nothing now. God, no. Think of how much you could have in 2 weeks.
Twice nothing. No, five times nothing. I bet
five times nothing.
5 times nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and of course, last year around this time, I did a little song and dance act dressed as a ghost, the spooky singing ghost, and I've got a guitarist now this year, one of the guys we work with, who has been nice enough to learn two songs and want to perform live on stage in front of a big group of weirdos. And, he's going to go up and be my disembodied band, and we're going to do a couple of singing songs, and should be fun.
Cool.
Of course, it's different when you actually have to rehearse with another person. It's, it was last year I just mixed up karaoke tracks, made sure I was on time, and then practiced in the shower. And you can't really do that when you've got somebody else, playing the music for you. You've got to actually get together specific times and not practice in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. It's going to be good. He's actually a very talented guitar player, and he's committed. He really committed himself to learning him and doing it right. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
So are you going to feel bad if you mess up? And
no, I'm going to take your daughter's approach to that. If you mess up, fuck it. Just keep on going.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. It's not
roll
important.
It.
Nah. Well, I shouldn't really. I mean, it would be. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but it'd be pretty hard to mess that up. I mean, I know the songs pretty well.
So. Oh, man. You just called down all kinds of bad juju on you there.
That's right. But I do. I mean, I know the songs pretty well. And, if there's one thing I can do, it's memorize a song. I have that ability, at least, among the many several abilities that I do not have. One of the abilities I do have is that of being able to memorize songs.
That's good.
Yeah. I should be fine. It'll be fun, and hopefully I won't trip on my sheet or, what have you. Make it out of there alive to perform another day.
Right. Good luck.
You're just a talkative little monkey on this podcast this week, aren't you?
I was talking a lot, actually. I think I talked more this time
I led you into the discussion
something,
of what you hate.
Something I wanted to talk about, yeah.
Cease and desist letters,
Yeah, they pissed me off.
And
telling
stuff.
Me to cease and desist. What the hell?
Yeah. I'll cease, but I will not desist. I don't even know how to desist.
That's right.
I'm going to insist on.
That's right. I'm going to resist.
That's right. I'm going to assist and resist. You can't make me desist.
I'm going to assist again. Live to assist again. Anyway.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, this is kind of what we get for just trying to bang out a podcast at the last minute, though, right?
Yeah, we should never do this. Although we almost always do this.
Almost. Well, not always, but, Yeah, I should have I am working on some special guests for the Halloween shows, hopefully.
Oh, I know of one special guest.
Yeah, we do have one lined up, but that's local. I mean, I'm talking about somebody who, might even blow your mind.
You're talking extra special.
Extra special.
Okay.
But I won't say anything.
Blow my mind. Okay.
On the likely chance that it won't come through, so, Forget I said anything, all right?
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear you make promises.
Okay, I promise that we're going to record two shows for Halloween. How's that? I promise.
Promise I'm looking for.
I promise that Halloween falls on a Wednesday this year, 2007.
Lame.
I promise that the podcast will be posted on Halloween.
How about a hint? Hint who these special guests are that you're considering.
Ghost stories are a specialty of theirs.
Oh, damn. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, sure. Sure, boy. That's not Larry King.
Oh, no, no. I didn't think it was. I think
it wouldn't be. I wouldn't even think of going after Larry King.
Thinking of the ghost hunter guys.
No, ghost stories aren't their specialty.
Really?
EMF readings, I think, are their specialty.
Huh.
I wouldn't really know where to start with them.
Okay, then. I don't know who you're thinking of, then.
I know you don't. Maybe it wouldn't blow your mind. You probably don't even know who the guy is.
Probably not.
So, F it, right?
Right.
Right.
I guess we'll
just
have to wait.
My dad's probably got more stories that he didn't tell last year.
Is he going to take part?
Well, he better.
Well, I know it'd be good if he did, but...
Yeah, I was just going to tell him. You're going to come over and record stuff about ghosts.
Okay, then.
And he'll say, okay.
Sounds great.
Because that's what he does. He's
Indeed.
Agreeable.
Very.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, let's see. Anything you are interested in? Xbox 360, go!
Xbox 360. Well, they just released the orange box for that. It is a collection of 5 games. It is fantastic. Very worth the money. Probably the most.
What is it?
It's a collection of Half-Life 2, which you probably are totally unfamiliar with.
Completely.
Then Half-Life 2, Episode 1, and Episode 2, I believe. I think that's the way it works. And then a game called Portal, which is like a first-person shooter without having to shoot anything. But you have a portal gun that you can shoot through walls and go through, and it's a blast. Kind of short, a lot of fun. And then there's Team Fortress 2, which is just an online multiplayer fight fest thing that I haven't played because I don't play online very often. But, yeah, very good money.
Okay.
Good. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting one of the Xbox 360 Elite systems eventually so that I can play Madden football online against other people, because if I try to play against my wife, eventually she's going to yell at me, get mad, throw the controller, and leave the room. And this is mostly due to my inability to teach. You know, I can, you know, give people enough instruction, I feel, to get by, but then when, push comes to shove.
You like to teach by humiliation.
No, it's That's just true. That I'm, you know, I just want to get to the play. It's like, let's go. I mean, I've been playing the game since its inception. I think the first Madden game released by EA Sports was like back in 88. So, I mean, I've been playing that game for almost 10 years, 20 years, almost 20 years. I mean, I'm kind of familiar with the controls. So I may forget something in the whole, you know, quick instruction prior to game, you know, scenario process.
The thing. I think I pick games for stuff that you can't do.
Like what?
Like going on a crosstown killing spree type thing. And
well, I'm Grand a big Theft fan Auto. Of I'm a big fan of, you know, the Grand Theft Auto series of games, but my big fun comes from sports themed games.
Yeah, I understand. I don't agree, but I do understand.
Well, I know you don't agree, Mr. I hate sports.
Well, for me, playing a sports game is like dull.
Watching a sports game?
Kinda, yeah. Maybe. Because, yeah, I don't know. It just...
It doesn't interest you at all, the strategy angle, the ability...
It'd be like playing a game where you're going for a walk or something. I just...
It's EA Sports, Nice Walk in the Park 2008.
And exactly.
You can make your own character, and they have strengths and weaknesses. And
yeah. I'm not really good
lame.
At builds yet. I'm trying to build up.
That would be fucking lame. Speaking of fucking lame, I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com was with us as always.
Goodbye, everybody.
And if you stuck with us this far, I apologize. Hopefully we can do it better next Wednesday.
Yeah.